Okay. We had left off with a chakira about pasava v'kisnin. Are we dealing with something which really is pas? Just for some reason, we don't make a hamotzi and berachas hamazon, and we had two theories about that, or something that's really not pas, but for some reason, we do say hamotzi and berachas hamazon sometimes, which we had one reason, the Rav Achshave. What I wanted to just fill in, I'm not going to rewrite everything that was on the board last time, but if here we have possible b'kisnin, I don't remember which is on which side of the board, but here you say that it's really not lechem, but if you're koveya, then we mentioned a possibility of achshavei, theoretically it'll say, but if you're koveya, then we treat it as more of a suda, and hamotzi is a birkas suda. That could go on sort of both sides. Correct. Or you could say, maybe it's never lechem, but if you're koveh, you're making it a suda, and it's birkas ha-suda. Or you could say, no, it really is lechem, but if you're not koveh, it really is lechem, but if you're not koveh, then either... You know, just I'm writing the kitzer. Birkas ha-suda, meaning if you're not kovei, it's not a suda, so you don't say the birkas ha-suda. Or there's no gzeira atu sviya because it's not something you usually soveya, and really you shouldn't be benching or saying hamotzi, which reminds you to bench.
No birkas ha-suda.
But if you're not koveya, then yeah, okay, then it's not a suda if you take the birkas ha-suda approach as opposed to the birkas lechem approach. Okay, I just want to point out what I realized I had mentioned on the later makoros sheet, and I didn't go back to it. The Rif, interestingly, can we prove how the Rif holds here? There's a mochamos earlier on daf chaf, I think. Or Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Dape Al in the Dape Arif, which is on Daf Chaf, who says that the Rif, it's Machlokas Rishonim. We saw this in the Vahag where he quotes Rav Huna Aluf, not the Amor Rav Huna. Whether Birkas Mazon Daraisa is Bisviya, or Birkas Mazon Daraisa is Bekazayas or Beitza, depending if you're a mayor of Yehuda. The Ramban in the Melchamos is Medayik in the Rif. Again, it's not Mefurish. The Ramban is Medayik in the Rif that Birkas Mazon Daraisa is in a Kazayas. Now, let's think of this for a second. If cookies are really bread, if cookies are really lechem, then why don't we bench? Don't say because you weren't soveya, because the Rif holds that you're chayv to bench on exayis midoraisa. And don't say because you're yotzei v'al michya. Why not? Because the Rif says when you eat pasava v'kistin and you're not koveya, what do you say afterwards?
No.
Lo klum, which might mean lo klum, might mean barin pas, definitely doesn't mean al michya. So therefore, I think you can be medayik that the Rif is sort of like the Lavush, right? I just want to add this. And the Rif, why? Because we had three reasons why you wouldn't bench, either because you didn't eat it, why you're not chayav to raise the bench, because you didn't eat enough, that doesn't apply according to the Rif, because you're yotzei al-mechya, it doesn't apply according to the Rif. Must be, because it's really not really bread. Add Rif, because, at least according to Ramban, because on a kezias of pas, your chayav levarech min haTorah achrav, but on a kezias of pas of a bekisnin, you say lo klum. So you can't say you're yotzei v'al michya. You don't say al michya. You can't say you're not chayiv doraisa because you weren't soveya. Because the Rif, at least the Ramban is correct. Again, that's only according to the Ramban. your chayim d'oraisa and exayis. So why don't you bench? It must be because it's not really bread midoraisa. Okay, I just wanted to add that. I wanted to also throw in before we.
Don't you know who said that you're not yosef? That even part of our teaching that you're kovei asuza, that's not
correct. Correct. Absolutely. Correct. Correct. I just wanted to add one or two ha'aros that theoretically. And this is theoretically, not all the shitas necessarily line up. There could be a whole bunch of nafkaminas. If you're going to ask, what are the sort of nafkaminas of this chakira? What did we have last time? Last time we had, I think, birkas chiyuv, birkas hamazon, min ha-Torah. We had mitzvahs. What do we have first? Matzah or challah? Matzah. Mitzvahs matzah, and then we had chiyuv challah. Theoretically, these are sort of the some of the most clearest nafkaminas. These are cases where you have lechem and it's a certain din in the Torah, etc. There could be some other nafkaminas as well. There's a big stipler about this. Kilis Yaakov here, Simon Chavhei or something, who's interested in the Shaila, which can have lots of nafkaminas. Are you yotzei the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos with pasim of a kistin? Right? If I have cookies, is that my yotzei Suda Shabbos? At least midoraisa. If you assume Suda Shabbos a din doraisa, which there's a Marshal and others who assume it's a din doraisa because we. I mean, it's a merumas in the pasuk, right? Echlu hayom ki shabbos hayom la Hashem hayom lo simtzu ubasadeh. Right? It never says the parasol shabbos only in the Torah. Parasol shabbos oneg is you'll excuse me if I don't do the truth is from Yeshaya that we remember from elementary school and or listening to the Haftorah and Yom Kippur. Correct, or perhaps, but the. It does say in the Torah, Yom Shemas Hayom Lashem Hayom Losutsu Mashadeh. Some assume that Suda Shabbos is a Doraisa, three Sudas from there. And even if not, then at the very least, it's a Chiv Darbaban for sure, Suda Shabbos, right? Not just general Oneg, but Chiva Suda Mamish. So, are you Yotze with Pasav of a Kistin? Could be an Afkamina for Ashal Shudas, for example. Are you Yotze the Pasav of a Kistin? So, there's a big stifler about this who goes through some of this Lumdas and then goes through some of the technicalities of the Shabbos, which we're not getting into, and you can Mechalikin to Rice and Rabbanan. But some other possible Nafkaminas are number one, and again, you can look in the stifler for a long discussion this. Sudas Shabbos, if you say it's really not lechem, then, assuming you weren't kovei on possible of a kistin, right? Or maybe even if you were kovei, etc., right? Then, lo yatsa al yidei possible of a kistin, at least if you're not kovei, huh? But if you say it really is lechem, then, well, of course, it'd be yotza yagdei pasav v'kistin. Maybe with or without kviyas l'chora. Again, these are all l'chora. One could say no. The gedder of Suda Shabbos is different than the gedder of lechem. You know, at least min ha-Torah. Another possible nafkamina. I'm just going to throw out some nafkaminas of things that we're not really getting into. But the discussion of the postgame. How about bidi eved? Bidi eved, if you wash and bench. Sorry, if you say on motzi and bench, on pasav v'kistin, are you in one cookie? But instead of saying zonos ha'lamechya, I say hamotzi and birkas hamazon. Again, those are not necessarily the same. Except for hamotzi uses the word lechem, birkas hamazon doesn't. The Gemara Dafyud Beis says, I'm yotzi if you say birkas hamazon on dates. So you'd think I'd be yotzi if I said birkas hamazon on pasav v'kistin, and probably, when I say probably, I mean that's the hara of the 20th century achronim, the Mishnah Berurah, even on porridge. But how about we mentioned this once? Bidi eved im birech hamotzi u birkas hamazon velo kava. Which again, hamotzi and birkas hamazon don't have to be the same. Certainly don't have to be the same. But if it's really not lechem, then maybe he wasn't yotzei. Although again, maybe you could say we sort of stretch it into the word somehow. But if it is lechem, then lechor for sure yotzei b'yevet, which is the way the almost all achronim paskin.
Rabbi, even on the side lo yotzei, you could say yesh b'chal matay mona.
Correct. That's what I said. Like, and some other interesting things that come up later, fascinating discussion. You know how? We all know how. We learned the Gemara, and before that, we learned the Gemara to confuse ourselves. Until we learned the Gemara, we went to like kindergarten, and we're very klar. If you say hamotzi on bread, you're yotzei the other foods in the meal also. What if I say mizonos on pasa b'kistin without kvias? Am I also yotzei the? I'm having crackers with tuna fish. And not being koveya, having a few crackers with tuna fish or herring, right? And fire, might as well go for the gold. I'm having a few crackers with herring. If I say mizonos with the crackers, I won't see the herring.
Maybe that could be.
We know that we paskin know, right?
Well, we're going to say tomatoes, because that could be tough filled with the cracker. No.
Tomatoes? All right. Let's have a positive outlook on life. Anyway, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim on the Mishnah of Pasen Parperes. If you say mizonos on the crackers, are you also motzi the herring? Now, the shitas don't actually work out because it also has to do with what the bracha mizonos means. Maybe anything that's mazon is bechla mizonos. I'm just sort of throwing this idea out. Birich mizonos al pas haba bekisnin ha'im potar dvar, ha'im potar shar dvarim. If it's not bread, then ora, maybe not. Unless saying the bracha mizonos is versatile anyway. If it is bread, then again, I'm not guaranteeing, because you might say, no, only lechem potters other things, not mizonos. But you think lechem is general, mazon is general, you think more likely that you might potter other things. And I'll just one more issue, which is what we discussed, that some of the guys were talking to me after shiur about, the machlokes of the Magen Avraham. Right? If I say, hamotzi lechem la'aretz, and I eat pasa b'kistin during my meal, am I yotzei with hamotzi lechem and aretz, even though it's not machlas hasuda, it's only eating for sweets? Again, I don't mean, don't get me wrong, if this, we read this in the Mishnah, I'm not going to open up and find the line again. I'm pretty sure I read it to you. If I say hamotzi, and I have a Shabbos meal, and, it's, I don't know, the people have very little food to eat in there. They're all on a diet in this house where I go for the Shabbos meal, and they give me a little bread and a little cold and a little chicken, and I'm still hungry when it comes to dessert, or they just cooked very bad food. And so I eat a little bread, and I can't stand the chicken, and I can't stand the kugel, etc., and I'm hungry every time it gets dessert. And I'm hungry. I say, oh, Baruch Hashem, they give me cake and cookies for dessert. Now I could finally not be hungry anymore. Everyone agrees that I'm not making a bracha then, because that's eaten to fill me up. The question is, what if I'm eating it just for sweets, like most of us normally? By the time we get to the end of the Shabbos meal, if we took 100 doctors, 120 of them would tell us not to eat dessert, right? Because we already ate enough in the Shabbos meal. But nonetheless, we eat dessert. Tis the Mefurish Gemara in Dav Zayin and Megillah, the Rav Philip Simashchiach. There's always room for dessert. Right? That's not an American whatever. It's Mefurish Gemara in the first pack of Megillah. There's always room for dessert. So we're not hungry at all. As a matter of fact, Adraba. But the cake looks good, the cookies look good, whatever. So, we have one little rugula, which starts out as one little rugula. So, in that case, what does the Magen Avraham say? Says the Magen Avraham, got to make a bracha on pasa b'kistin during the meal. And then we said, well, then they get it. The Mamar Mordechai versus Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Mamar Mordechai says, look, or Bir Halacha says, for the Mamar Mordechai says, look, you make a bracha on it. Oh, but isn't it all a suffek pasal b'kissin anyway? So how can you make a bracha? Maybe it's pas gomer. The answer is, no, it's not a suffek. They're vadai all pasal b'kissin. That's the Mamar Mordechai. And the other achronim would say, which is the way the most achronim paskin, no, theoretically you would make a mizonos on the pasal b'kissin during the meal. right? Because our dessert is considered during the meal. We don't take away the table. But misafek, you know, unless you have an Oreo cookie, don't make mazonos, because everything but an Oreo cookie might or might not be pasul b'kistin. Only Oreo cookies, lav dafka the name brand, chiyuchim also, are hard and made of a sweet dough and have a pocket filling. But that's all starting from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, if you eat pasul b'kistin during the meal, you say mazonos. Why? Because for sweetness, it's like tein van oven. That makes a lot of sense. Taket is for sweetness like tein van oven. It's not really a meal food. Okay, there's a rumor that there's a rumor about various gedolim, but I haven't found confirmation of this. Some people say to Rabbi Hankin, some people say you've got the Chametz Chaim. You heard what people do in America. I don't know. That, in America, you know, people are so taivadik that the dessert is considered the ikar of the meal, and they, therefore, once Jews came to America, you should stop making bread for the dessert. But that's not. Every sefer I've seen says there's a rumor like this, but it's not true. So pashtos, no, dessert is only for sweetness. That's not considered part of the meal. So the Magen Avraham says you should say mazonos. But what do the Rashba and many other Rishonim say? They say birchal pas pater safar peres. Parperes means possible kisten. Why is birchal pas pater safar peres? Not because it's varbach and machmas asuda that's a meal food like chicken and kogol, but because it's a kind of pas. How could the hamotzi not pater kind of pas, even though you're only eating it for sweetness? Hamotzi doesn't pater the oranges and the grapes because you're eating for sweetness. It doesn't pater the gummy worms and the jelly beans because you're eating them for sweetness. But of course it has to pater the cookies and cake that you're eating for sweetness because it's a kind of pas. How can hamotzi not pater pas, regardless of why you're eating it? And that is, this seems like a great nafkamina of our hakira. How about a bracha on pas habavikisnin, tochasuda, hanechal l'shem metika? Right? You're only eating it for metika. So therefore, says Tosfo, seemingly, at least b'da'as Rav Sheshes, right? It's not so clear whether this Tosos means we should also pass like Tosos interpreting Rav Sheshes, and we don't pass like Rav Sheshes. We pass in more Mekel than Rav Sheshes. But at least Tosos pass like Rav Sheshes, and the Beis Yosef quotes from a Furash HaGos Maimonios, who say that we should say Baruch Ham Pasu B'Kisnin and Tocha Suda. That makes a lot of sense. Yesh Levarich Mezonos. At least if you're sure it's possible to kiss them, then you have to get into the technicalities, right? You know, then you get into the technicalities from the previous Chakira. Remember our previous Chakira. For the previous Chakira, Vaday versus something. You get it. But if you work out the technicalities, let's say it's an Oreo cookie, right? That was the Chayis Ha'ara, the Oreo cookie. It's an Oreo cookie. Then you would say Mazonos. And this is a Mefurish Magen Avraham, and it's a Hagos by Manios, and maybe Tosos on the Daf. Although, interestingly, the Tosos Rosh on the Daf says Achar Hasuda, not Tochasuda. However, many Rishonim, as we pointed out, disagree. I made someplace a list of Rishonim who disagree. It's hard to find my notes when I'm teaching four Makoro sheets at the same time. Which, of course, as I mentioned a few times, is not my fault at all. Who are the Rishonim who disagree? The Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, and the Ra'ah all say explicitly not that way. And maybe it's been doing from the Tosos Rosh, because in the parallel Tosos Rosh, when he talks about everything that needs a bracha, Rishonim needs a bracha upfront except for possible kiss, and he says it means possible kiss and achar suda, implying that tocha suda. Okay, so no, ein levarech, because it's lechem. Who cares if you're eating for sweetness? You said hamotzi lechem. I understand. You said hamotzi lechem. You're eating jelly beans for sweetness. It's not included. You said hamotzi lechem. You're eating blueberries for sweetness. It's not included. You say hamotzi lechem. You're eating lechem. Who cares why you're eating lechem? L'chor it is concluded, and this is the opinion of the Rashba, Ra'a, Ritva. Again, as you notice, if you're up to all the Makorshi, that's how they interpret the Mishnah, and that's when Bezim and Aleph, Birchsa, Paspat, Tosha, Parferis, Parferis means Paso, Kisnet. Now, interestingly, maybe those who have a different shot of Paso, Kisnet, you can diet otherwise. The Meiri all say this Beferish, and the Diuk in the Tosos Rush. It's a Diuk, because the Tosos Rush says, why does Rav Sheshi say to make a bracha beforehand if you eat an Achar Suda? It's not a bad deal. If you eat a Tocha Suda, you wouldn't make a bracha beforehand. It's a deal, but it's a pretty good deal. So that could be an interesting nafgamina. And again, Lanyos Dati, I think that's a good reason, and even if you're convinced the modern Mordechai, Lamaisa, to be reluctant to make a bracha mazonos on possibly kissing during a meal, because even Mordechai is right, and all of our snacks are possible to kiss in. Still, who says the money of Rav is right? And maybe some brought to the hotel and some pointed out to me that Rav Avadya said exactly what the last sentence I just said, and therefore you shouldn't make a bracha because who says the money of Rav is right? Okay, easier for him to say who says the money of Rav is right because he's Sephardi, and the money of Rav is, you know, perhaps the most authoritative Ashkenazic, Achron on Shulchan Aruch. But nonetheless, now I just pointed out that it could be that both sides of this chakira are true. Especially if you say, Hamotzi brings the Mazar Brach on a Suda, not on Pas. So is it really Pas or really not Pas? I mean, is it really not Pas just sometimes it gets Hamotzi anyway? Or really is Pas sometimes it gets Mazonos anyway? Maybe there's more than one right answer. And you could say this in one of two ways. It could be there's two types of Pas above a Kisnin. Could be there's two kinds of possible bikistan. Like, for example, for example, if you're medayik in the prima gadim, or you and the lavush. In the Prima Gadim, there are two Prima Gadims here, I understand. The one in the Mishnah says Zahav. I just want to read you the money line here. The Prima Gadim Mishnah Zahav says, Yesh l'stabik pas kisim ochal kidei svi have been atorim yorbanan. Yeah, that's what he's assuming. Like, we pass the Shulchan Aruch. Me d'oraisa, you only mention kidei svi, yeah? Is there a chi of d'oraisa to mention pas kisim or not? So that's our chakir, right? Is it lechem leinim birk zamazim? And he says, well, I think that, look at the Shach. The Shach says, Isa b'mei peiros is not lechem for challah. And he says, and therefore it's not lechem for good theoretically. And I would say, no, there's a different getter of lechem for a Muslim, different one for challah, different one for matzah. But mostly, Chron were happy to equate challah and Brix Muslim. He says, it must be that if you're talking about the kind with the sweet dough, the cookies... the cookies are not lechem midoraisa. They're potter from challah, according to the Shach at least, and they're potter from benching midoraisa. And likewise, he says, the pockets, assuming you make regular bread dough, like some babka, is made with regular dough, not with sweet dough, and you just put chocolate in between. I know what they do nowadays. An old-fashioned babka, maybe with regular dough, you just put chocolate in between. He says he thinks that's pas midoraisa. And he also thinks crackers are pas midoraisa, like Rav Haigon. But the sweet dough, that's not even pas midoraisa, and you're potter from benching. So he's mechalik between the different sugim, the different shitas of pas b'kisnin. Right? Meaning, it's not literally it's Svedina, if you're not the Mamre Mordechai. You say, no, the Mechalik in the different sheet is possible, because then Lavush implies the same thing. What does Lavush say? He divides it a little differently. What does Lavush say? He says, Pashad no chi of benching Doraisa for possible, but Kisnin.
What do you do with the Rambam, Rabbi? Rambam holds that you have been made Peros, Master Shindosh, and made Peros, Yosem Doraisa. The Jews, not Yayin. It's only Matzah Shira for Yayin.
They're not talking about the Rambam here.
But the Rambam holds that Yerotzim Midoraisa must be Lechem.
Yeah, and the Rambam says possible because it's Lechem anyway. The Rambam's fine. And the Levush seems to divide it a little differently. What does he say? He says that pasa babakistin, which is you fill in the kiss, or it's a rich dough, is not pas, and you're not chayav in Birkas HaMazon d'oraisa. But then he goes on, he brings a rahi going, yesh mefarshim, that it's dry, hard bread, cracker bread. And he says, then you have the pasuk, the Targum Yonos and Yoshua, where it says, the lechem is nikudim. And nikudim, Targum Yonos is kissing, so it must be lechem. He says, even though it's called lechem, still, chacham and one goes around a kezias in this kind of lechem. Meaning, he seems to differentiate between the shitas. So you could say, oh, I'm running a little bit out of time, you could say, beis dinim, within the various shitos of pas habavikistin, like for example, says the prima gadim, this was the prima gadim mishpatzo zahav. What did he say? He says that the crackers and the filled dough, at least according to, you know, Lefi, the shach, let's say, and the rush, he says that Nilosha the Yayin Shemen Udvash is Potter Michala Umi Birkas Hamlazon Min HaTorah, but the what did the write the Rav Haigon thing? The Kach innovation?
Yeah, right.
Right?
The cracker or the cracker.
Yevation Archaya Chayavim Bichala Ube Birkas Hamazon Min HaTorah. Or another example, the Levush says, the Levush, what does the Levush say? He's not dealing with Chal at all, only dealing with Birkas Hamazon. The Levush, I think if you're reading carefully, says, ah, Nilosha Be Yayin Shemen Vechuli. Oh, did I not put the kiss? In the prima gadim, sorry. The chuli. Oh, kiss memula. He thinks is not. No. I'll put it in. Sorry. I just heard two things I put on the board at once. But the ke'ef innovation and the kiss mumula, no, that is bread. On the other hand, says the Levush, the Nilosha, the Yayin Shemen Udvash, oh, the kiss mumula, is Pater mi Birkas Hamlazon Min HaTorah. That's not Lechem, but we know that Haigon is Lechem for the Pasuk in Yoshua, the Ke'echen Yevashim Archayavim. The Birkas Hamazon Daraisa. Again, it could be that in terms of challah, he might say, well, it's Issa, even if it's not Lechem, so we don't necessarily care. Another nafkamina would be the, not within the three shitas, but with a new gather, is the Aruch HaShulchan in, the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Challah. The Aruch HaShulchan is a famous shita in Hilchas Challah, where he makes a very, very subtle chiluk in Hilchas Challah. What does the Aruch HaShulchan famously mechadish in Hilchas Challah? He says there's two types of possible kissin. You have to compare what he says in Hilchas Challah, what he says in Aruch Chaim Kuf Samaches. All these words are within his possible kissin. What does possible kissin thing mean? Possible kissin, listen carefully, means things people aren't royal to be kovei on. Things people usually aren't kovei asud on. But within things people usually aren't kovei asud on, there's still two types. Things people eat to fill up, but they're not kovei on, or things people only eat for sweetness. And therefore, what does he say in Hilchas Challah? He says, challah is only on lechem, etc. And then he says, even a regular isa, if you put in dvarim and karm she'enam lechem, etc., it's not called pas, because you don't eat it for sviya, but rather for parperis. And it's not like other types of pas we give like kechloch and pater kochen and boimel challah, which are chayiv and challah, because those you eat l'sviyah b'derech achila, as opposed to you eat the barperis b'alba. He makes two chiluk, and there are things you don't kovei asuda on, but some things you don't kovei asuda on, but you eat them for food, Some things you don't kaveh sudan, you eat them for sweets. So says the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoredeya, and yet his nafkmin is for challah. I'm not guaranteeing whatever he says for challah, he would say rizom azom, maybe. Midaraisa, what does he say? He says no. The pas habavikisnin that's eaten for parperes is pater michalom. But the pas habavikisnin that's eaten lesvia, even though it's pas habavikisnin, because you're not usually koveya on it, is chayav michalom. And he says, why? Because one is called lechem and one is not called lechem. One type of pasuk is called lechem, one is not called lechem, not based on the three shitas that are shown in. Based on a new chiluk he made up. There's a pasuk in which you eat kisnim, which you eat for sviya, but you're not koveya. Eat for sviya. But we are not koveya on it. If we were koveya on it, it wouldn't be pasuk kisnim. Right? He's the Imam, or he holds like the Imam Mordechai. If you eat it for food, then you, if you eat it for food, then it might be similar to lush. Crackers, people eat for food because they're hungry. Cake, people don't eat because they're hungry. They eat, you're not covering on crackers, but people eat crackers when they're hungry to tide themselves over, as it were. And people usually eat cake just because it's sweet. So he makes that chiluk. And I want to point out there's another way you can say tzvei dinim. If you're willing to leave the bounds of pasavah b'kistin a little, maybe there's tzvei dinim, because maybe there are things that are not pasavah b'kistin, but also the bracha depends on tzvi yasuda. Can anyone find me two places in our parak where we have something that's not officially named pasavah b'kistin? Which, if you're kovei, you say emotzi, if not, you say mezonos. What are those two places? Where? What two things besides the word pasavah b'kistin? Kuvah da'ara, which, according to 90% of Rishonim, right, if you don't say Marzutra, it's like Milsa, that's always bread. Kuba da'ara, if you're not going to say Mazonos, you're going to say Amoti. The Gemara never said it's possible to kiss him. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. The Gemara never said so. And what else does the Gemara put smack together the possible to kiss him, but never says it's possible to kiss him? Lachmanios. Maybe Lachmanios are possible to kiss him. Maybe they aren't. Rashi makes it sound like they are, unless he means possible to kiss him like Uble, and this is Uble. But maybe it is. Maybe it's possible to kiss him. We're not sure. So maybe you can make a chiluk. So maybe you can make a tzvei dinim. Maybe there's a difference. Maybe there's a chiluk between kuba da'ara and possible to kiss him. Just because they both look the same from the outside. Right? From the outside, they're both mazonos, so you have a snack, and also you have a meal. Does that mean they're the same on the inside? Maybe the same on the outside and the inside. Maybe not, right? And who says not? If you tell me you don't like this nafkamina because it's based on not the most accurate gerus in the Rambam, then I will accept your criticism. But even if it's not the shita of the Rambam, it's still the shita of the Prima Gadim. What do I mean by this? The Prima Gadim, not in Mishpto Zahav, but the Prima Gadim in the Prima Gadim in the Eshel Avram, also in Siman Kuf Samaches. What did the Prima Gadim say in the Eshel Avram? I thought I had it here. Here it is, yes. Says the Prima Gadim, he has a different gears from the Rambam. What does his gears from the Rambam have? Remember, the Rambam already tells us this. What's the Lashon of the Rambam? If you recall, the Lashon of the Rambam, I'll read you the Rambam again, is Isa Shenefes Bekarka, Kuba the Arak, Mosharvian, etc. Ho the Ainalat Suras Pass, Varkale, Bechilabor, Mimzonas, Vimkab, Mazonal, Varkamoti. So it doesn't have Suras Pass. Chin Isa Shaloshim Shemon Vash, Vash, Shemon, Ochol, Shirbi, Tabla, Foy, Nikos, Passo, Bekisnin. He has two things, which you say mezonos, but b'kviyas you say amotzi. One is kuba da'ara, which doesn't have tzuras pas. The other is pas of a kisnin, even though it is pas. Now, is there such as kuba da'ara doesn't have tzuras pas? Pas of a kisnin is pas. Sounds like there are two sides of this. Like here, kuba da'ara is not pas, but nonetheless, if you kovei, you say amotzi. Pesach Kisan is pas. Nonetheless, if you're not coming, you say mizonos. Is there an afkamina between them? So said the Rim Gadim, yes, even though he's based on not the most accurate Gersa in the Rambam. Our Gersa has, the truth is he's based on a printed Gersa in the Rambam, right? This is what Morty printed out. It's just not what you're going to find in the Frankel based on the Kisveyat. But what does it say in the printed editions of the, Rambam? He says, Isa shenefes bekarka kamosh arbiim shochlin bars ofen hove inol etzuris pas bevarchle betchila bari ne mizonas v'im kava mizono olav varchamotzim kava mizono olav. In the printed, I know this is not most manuscripts, but the printed Rambam has. And again, whether or not it's used the Rambam, it's certainly based on the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of the Prima Gadim. And then he says pas bevarchistem and kava sudaso aleha varchamotzim. Why do you start with Kava Mizono Alav and end with Kava Sudaso Alav? So we might say, what would we say? We wouldn't even notice in the first place to say anything. We'd just read it and then we would have no idea if our life depended on it. But the Prima Gadim, or we'd read for Frankel and we wouldn't see this in the first place. But
not even in the Shiunis Chos. Really? Put it like, oh, by the way.
Did you look in the Shiunis Chos in the back?
Not
okay. So. So what does the Rima Gadim say? There's a difference between Kava Mizono and Kava Sudaso. What's the difference? The difference between Kava Mizono and Kava Sudaso is the Magen Avraham versus the Birkei Yosef and the Orach HaShulchan. What if you have a full meal with the fish and meat and kugel, but not a full meal of the Pasuk of Bekisnin? Says, Kava Mizono, love. Kuba da'ara, you only say a mochi if you eat a full meal of kuba da'ara. You can put butter on it, but a full meal of kuba da'ara. But possible, but kiss then, kava sudaso. As long as you integrate it into a suda and you make a meal with soup and fish and meat and kugel, you say hamotzi like the Magen Avraham. Basically, he says this chiddush of the Magen Avraham that you count the other food sources to be a suda is only true possible of the kisten. That's why it's called a sudaso. You integrate the suda and not of kubed ara. Why? Because kubed ara is not really bread. You want to make something that's not really bread into bread. You have to eat a full meal just of that. Possible of the kisten really is bread. Okay, if you eat it as a snack, it'll be mazonos. But if you eat it with the kugel and with the soup and with the gefilte fish and the schnitzel, then already it's not a snack anymore. So this is...
The Rambam didn't say it's not bread. The Rambam said it doesn't look like bread.
Again, so you're right. So you could have said there's no difference whatsoever. Here he says it doesn't look like bread. There he says it is bread. But he's not really trying to say a difference. They're both bread that doesn't look like bread. And he's just emphasizing two themes. But the Rambam Gadim says he's saying the difference. One doesn't have tzuritz hapas. And therefore, since it doesn't have tzuritz hapas, it's not pas. Alpini, Girsas. I know, you could say that, but that's not what he says. Okay. Girsas had fus for Rambam. What does he say for a second? He says, when it comes to Kuba da'ara, then only hamotzi if you eat a meal of Kuba da'ara alone. You have to eat a meal of kuba da'ara alone. You can stuff yourself and also eat chicken, but it has to be besides a full meal. No, you can have 150% misra and have 100% meal kuba da'ara plus chicken, but it has to be 100%. But on the other hand, when it comes to pas above a kisten, pas above a kisten is pas. All you have to do is show that it's not a snack. Pas above a kisten is pas, and therefore it's hamotzi even if you eat a meal including basar, dagim, vechuli. As long as you have a significant part of your meal of pasav amakistin. So that is clearly saying tzveidina, not within pasav amakistin, but tzveidina between pasav amakistin and other things that look similar to pasav amakistin aren't. Where does he get this from? Again, whether or not it's the right gear set to have mazono versus sudaso, he's not just working with mazono and sudaso. He's working with Dr. Ram says this doesn't have tzuris pas, this is pas. Which you can interpret that the Rambam didn't mean anything by it. But he said, no, the Rambam must have meant something by it. And the last thing I want to suggest, and here I'll go out on a bit of a limb, is my crazy diuk in the Tosos Rush. That, I with a little trepidation, I have a little trepidation to argue on any Talmud Chacham. Obviously, you have a more existential trepidation when you're arguing on a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that during the meal, you say Mizonos Impossible Bekisnim. Right? That was on the board someplace. And I thought, I mean, first of all, it's Yadua. The Rashba and the Ra'a and the Me'iri and the Ritva are against him. Which is why we're about to be passing against him. He has that before Shagos Vamonis on his side. I don't think it was on the Makoshi, but you can look. It's in the Beis Yosef where you think it would be. And a before Tosfos on the Daf within the day of Rav Sheshes, which doesn't really prove very much because Rav Sheshes also thinks you make a... Rav Sheshes also thinks you make a bracha Rishona and Achron and Teva and Adam, and we don't. He clearly has different rules than we pass like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. But I'm liking the Tosfos Rush against the Magen Avraham. And I'll read you the Tosfos Rush so you can decide if I'm a complete liar or not. Says the Tosfos Rush, Ein chadavar tar bracha lefana ve'intam bracha l'achar l'pasa v'kithin bilvad. Here's Rashi, the very radical Rashi, that it's if you eat alone. And what does he say? And he says, "V'nira demayri she'ochla achar hasuda kodem birkas hamazon." You eat it after the suda before birkas hamazon. It's a reasonable diok. That, and what about toch hasuda? And you could say, "Oh, just one cup." You never have to make a diok. Maybe he's just discussing a common case in his days. Even though in his days he says there was no such thing. But it might be a good diok that toch hasuda. You don't say a bracha. The problem is, where did the Magen Avraham get his whole shita from? Maybe, but where did he get his whole shita from? He got his whole shita from Se'if Amches Lachmanios dot the Achlu B'Tocha Suda Shalom Machmas Asuda to an Ebracha Lefneim V'Lo Lachreihem. You have to make a bracha Lachmanios Tocha Suda, says Magvram Lachmanios who didn't pass Mavikestin. And where did Lachmanios come from? It's a Mefurish Rush. The Piskei Rush, the back of the Gemara.
Yeah.
So, but hold on, my diuk in the Tosfos Rush is correct. And it's a stira. The Rush says you have to make a bracha on Nachmanios during the Suda. Oh, but my diuk in the Tosfos Rush, you don't make a bracha on Pasuk Kitzin during the Suda? Mm-hmm. So maybe the answer is that the Magen Avraham was too quick to make a sushdal. That's an extrapolation. For the younger crowd. The Shulchan Aruch said if you eat lachmanios during a suda, you make mizonos. Mm-hmm. He never said if you eat pasul b'kisin during a suda, you make mizonos. Maybe only lachmanios during the Magen Avraham said hainu hach. But maybe, especially if my Divin Tosfos Rush is correct, you don't want to steer a Russian rush. Maybe lachmanios during the suda, you make mizonos. Why? Because it's not a kind of pass. But the especially according to the Tosos, what does Tosos say? Remember what Tosos says about lachmanios? What does Tosos say? Pirish Rashi Oblei V'loni Hira, because it's Lechem Gomer. But Neely is, or Neelis says, as it's written, then is that's really Lachmanius, because it's not, that's Sofo Isa, apparently is not Sofo Isa. Tosos make it sound like Neely is not really Isa, but it's Lachmanius. Maybe it's like Kubidara. It's not really Isa. It's not really a Lechem. But it's Lachmanios. And what I'm claiming is that maybe you could say, in the day of the Machaber and the Rush, Lachmanios! And I have to look up the Rabbi Avadia. Maybe this is what he says. He's not going to argue the Maran HaMachaber, or maybe he will for something brachos, that's what I'm not sure. Lachmanios, during the meal you say Mizonos. Why? It's not covered by Hamotzi, it's not Lechem. I know it's called Lachmanios, but it's not Lechem. After all, look what it is. It's a Blila Raka that's Dakin Ma'od, that's called Nibla. It's not Oblay, right? It's Nibla's. But Pasla Makistam, which is kind of pass, we're not that way. Meaning, what I'm claiming is that maybe there's a Chiluk between, and don't be fooled by the name Lachmanios, that's just the nickname, Lachmanios and Pasla Makistam, right? And Lefi. Diok, according to my Diok, in the Tosos Rush, and then maybe the Mechaber. Why did the Mechaber say that during the meal you make a bracha lachmanios, and not that during the meal you make a bracha basmo kesten? It's not really such a Diok, because he doesn't discuss everything. In the Shulchan Aruch, not the Rama. He doesn't discuss everything. He discusses things that he has good makoros for. It's not totally systematized, but nonetheless. But nonetheless, there are many reasons, but maybe you could say against
I know this is against the Magen Avraham interpretation, but maybe you could say that no, that when it comes to Lachmanios, which is not pas, then you say Mizonos even during a bread meal. And that's before Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rush. But when it comes to pas of Abakisnin, which is pas, then maybe you never say a bracha during a bread meal, like Rav Avadya. Right? I don't remember. Do you remember the Makor for Rav Avadya by heart, Zacharia? Okay. You can ask Zacharia what the Makor is. And so maybe you could say it's Medina, not within Pasuk Kisan, but between Lachmani is a Pasuk Kisan. If Lachmani is a Pasuk Kisan, they're not the same thing, especially Tosa says Lachmani says not Lechem Gomer. Tosa makes it sound like Lachmani is a Pasuk from Challah. If so, Lachmani is a Pasuk from Challah, Pasuk Kisan is Chayim in Challah, then it might make sense that maybe the Magen Avraham is wrong. Maybe he shouldn't have been so quick to make a sushel. Lachmani was putting the meal you save his own nose to. It's not part of what they Lechem Gomeretz. But possible kissing you, you wouldn't say Mizonos because it is part of Hamel Tzilachim Naaretz. So therefore we see that it's quite possible that both sides of this Chakira have something going for them. Okay, I think we're done with our three-part shiur on possible kissing. And now I will ask Chaim to record it for posterity. And we'll go weiter in the Gemara to a new sugya then. Okay, I see I have permission to go to a new sugya. Let's go, Mem Beis Amin Aleph. We have a parrot to finish, right? By the Ides of June. More or less. So let's go. Says the Gemara Mem Beis Amin Aleph. We have a new sugya. Right, Rav Papa Ikla Leve Rav Huna Breda Rav Nasan. Basar de Gomer Jusayu. After he finished eating, I shall come in. They brought him food. Shakal Rav Papa Ka Achal. Rav Papa started eating the food. Amri Le Lo Sav Lamar Gomer Asu Lechol. Say, doesn't Rebbe hold that once you finish eating, you can't eat more? Amri Lu, no. See, like it, Mar. Not when you finish eating, you can't eat more. Eat when you finish eating, you can eat more, as long as they didn't take away the table. Okay, next story. Rubber of Zera, Ikla of Varish Kalusa. Lavasa de Slikutaka, Kamayu, Shadrulu, Ristan of Varish Kalusa. Rubber and Rabbi Zera went to the Rish Kalusa's house, apparently weren't eating with him. And after they already took the table away, when it would be Usr Lechol, according to what we just read, they sent them a gift of extra food from the Rish Kalusa's table, from the Rish Kalusa's kitchen. Rubber Achal, Rabbi Zera lo Achal. Rav Zera didn't eat, and he said, Rabbi, doesn't Rabbi hold that you can't eat now because they took away the shulchan, so now of course it's usher to eat, the meal's really over. No, that's only when you're in your own home. When you're in your own home, you're your own balabas. When you're in the middle of your meal, you're the middle of your meal. When you're finished, you're finished, and taking away the table is taking away the table. But when you're a guest at the Rish Kalusa's house, and the Poskim say from this, Shulchan Aruch, when you're a guest anywhere, then you don't make your own decisions. A guest doesn't make his own decisions. A guest is totally on the das of the Baal HaBayis. Therefore, even if I told the waiter to take away the table, really my das is that I'm totally on the das of the Baal HaBayis, and he's still planning to send me more food, then I haven't really finished eating. So I thought I was finished eating, but I really was kofeif my das to the das of the Baal HaBayis, and therefore I wasn't finished eating. Okay, and that's the principle that we say, that when you're a guest at someone else's house, even though you say you're finished eating, if the host gives you more food, you can still eat it without a bracha, because you don't really mean what you think, you really mean what he thinks. Okay, continuing. Amar Rav. So far we have two shitas. We have this sort of havmina shita that gamar asur milechol, and we have what seems to be the maskana up to this point of silik asur milechol. Unless you're a guest. Amar Rav, harugel b'shemen, shemen ma'akva, right? The Gemara says, I think later in our Masechet, that there's a minhag that people used to oil their hands with oil to cleanse them after the meal. So somebody usually, not everyone did it, someone's rugged with shemen me'akfo, meaning if you usually oil your hands after the meal, then until you oiled your hands, you're not done with the meal. It's not silik, it's shemen. Amar Vashi, Kibim Rav Kahana, Amar Lokon Anna, Dregil Mishkam, Mishkam Akvalan. And Rav Vashi says, yeah, that's what Rav Kahana told us. Says people like us who always oil our hands after the meal, the oil is Ma'akev, meaning we're not done with the meal. We don't have to, we're not also milechol until we oil our hands. The last half of those call Hanishmait said, Allah is not like any of these, not like Gomer, not like Selik, not like Shemin. Ela, ki hadam rechimar ashi amar rav, shalosh tchifos hein. There are three things that have to be right away. Techev l'smicha shchita, mir tashem, mir v'yameinu, right after you smicha on the karban, you have to shecht it. Techev l'gula tvila, that we do every day. Let's say 1.5 times a day without getting into lumdus. That would go Yisrael and straight into Shemona Esrei. And Techem Til Shadayim, bracha, right after Mayim Achronim, you have to bench. So after Mayim Achronim, then you're not allowed to eat anymore because Mayim Achronim is right before benching. Gomar, Silek, who knows? Shemen, who knows? But after Mayim Achronim, then you have to bench right away and then you can't eat anymore. Amar Abayef Anu Nemar Techelin Yechomer Bracha. He's going to add a fourth one. Okay, why is this fourth one not on the original list? I think is clear to all of us because it's not a halacha, it's a hashkafa. Techel Tamil Chachamim Bracha. If you host a Talmud Chacham in your house, if you're Meschaber to Talmud Chacham, you get a bracha right away, not 100 years later. Shenemar Vayvarchini Hashem Bigla Lecha, as Lavan said to Yaakov, Vayvarchini Hashem Bigla Lecha. Yosef, for Hashem blessed Potiphar's house because of Yosef. Yesh Lion, how do they know it's Tefef? Maybe the Lashon of the Glal, which is an extra word that wasn't necessary, implies Tefef. But we're not going to get into the philosophy now. Let's stick to the halacha now. What do we have here? We have a din that you're not allowed to eat after Mayim Achronim. We have a similar din in Arvi Pesachim. What's a similar din in Arvi Pesachim? Just give me the maskana. You're not allowed to drink after Havlon V'Nivrach. Right, you say, let's bench. It's a bit of machlokes what Havlon means, but it's not substantive.
You also have the basis of you're not allowed to leave when you move out of the room. Instead of moving the table, you move out.
Yes, which Tosos ties in. I think it was in brackets or on the daf somewhere, the Tosos on daf Kopalov ties in. So you have to gimel. And we're not going to tie in every sugya. Tosos actually does a pretty good job of summarizing all the ways that you would tie it in a pretty comprehensive way. Now, here we have a very fundamental machlokas rishonim halacha lemaisa. What does it mean? Aser milechol, right? Let me just do this. What does it mean? Aser milechol. What are the two ways of understanding aser milechol? What? Completely and totally usher and for the rest of your life?
Until
you bench. Right? Usher until you bench. Right? Meaning you mamish can't eat until you bench, then you can start a new meal if you want. Or, what's the other option of usher milechol? It just means you need another bracha rishona because it had a hesek hadas and the bracha rishona is not valid anymore. Or, you need a new bracha rishona, meaning halacha l'maisa. Am I allowed to even drink? I just have to say another hamotzi, mezonos, shahakol, hagafim, whatever it may be, because I had a hesgadas. After all, if I said I'm done eating, seems like, if I wash my recording, seems like a pretty good hesgadas for eating, right? If I say havo nimbra, seems like a pretty good hesgadas for eating. So now, when you have a hesgadas, you need a new bracha, but if I don't want to bench yet, what's the rush to bench? Or no, I have to bench. Okay, what are the, who says what among the Rishonim?
The Riff says
that you can make a new bracha Rishonim. The Riff doesn't say anything here, right? The Riff says in Pesachim, that's a very basic mocker. The Riff in Pesachim says, no, it just means you can't drink without saying a guffin again. But like, no, isser to drink. Okay, any other Rishonim? Rashi where?
Kulin.
What does Rashi and Kulin say? What is that's what Rashi says in Chulin?
No,
I don't know. I don't think Rashi. I don't know if he was on this sheet or not. But what does Rashi and Chulin say? Okay, once you mention Rashi and Chulin, I wasn't going to get into the Steven Rashi, but once you mention Rashi in Chulin, I'll read you Rashi and Chulin, and Rashi and Chulin agrees with the Rif. What does he say? He says, "Came in the Rav Livrach, Gal Yevadaite Degomer Sudasa V'Aser Lishtos Ad Sheivarich Lefanav." You're not allowed to drink without another Baruch Rishon. So Rashi and Chulin is like the Rif. However, Rashi in Psachim does not sound like the Rif. Rashi and Psachim certainly does not sound like the Rif. Rashi Sachem says, "Came in Darmalei Hav Livrech Gal Yudai to Gomer Suda." Say you showed your finish your Suda. For Usher Lishtos Ad. Oh, sorry, I was reading the Rashi in Chulin. That's not what I meant. I meant the Rashi in Psachim. Says Rashi in Psachim. Sorry, the delay. Says Rashi Sachem, came in the Amrita have been Ivrech, Birkza Mazon, Aschitzu Daitai, Humishdi, you took your mind off Shiva, Ashul Mishne, Ada Acher Birkza Mazon. You can't drink till you say Birkza Mazon. Sounds like you can't drink, I mean, he says you can't drink till Birkza Mazon. Rashi Sachem, right? This is a very famous stira. What is Rashi in Brachos? Rashi in Brachos is more like Sachem or Chulin? Anyone? Exactly. Rashi says, "Asher bli lechol ad she yivarech birkas amazon v'yachzer yivarech al balafanav." He doesn't say ad she yachzer yivarech al balafanav. That's pretty explicit. Rashi and Brachos. Okay, why is there a spear between Rashi and Brachos and Rashi and Brachos plus Psachim versus Rashi and Chulin is not so clear. The Chassam Sofer wants to say that Rashi and Chulin is only the hatmin of the Gemara there. But really, in Maskada, he admits what he says in Psachim and Brachos. Sometimes it's just Rashi has different sheets and different sugyas. Anyone have any other Rishonim here who talk about it? What does Tosos say? Tosos here, Tosos everywhere, I think, says the same thing. What does Tosos say here? He says it here in a bit of a, you know, maybe kind of tone of voice, right? But what does Tosos say here? He says, excuse me. Tema lefim shemaforshem haolam, according to what the oilam says. But I mean, in Psachim, that's his maskana, like the oilam, right? He has a havmi, his maskana. Havlam and nivrech aslam mishte below brachas lefanav. All you need is brachas lefanav, right? So Tosfos and brachos according to the oilam, and in Psachim he starts out with Rashi there and says ashul gamre, and then ends up saying no, but you can be docha, and you could say you just need another bracha rishona v'chein ikar. I think his lashon in Psachim is something along the lines of v'chein ikar, right? He clearly knows the machlokas, like he's not naive about it. But he says mashma, it's not enough to say birkas amotzi, you need birkas amotzon first. But then yesh lidchos, not that way. And then in the end he says v'chein nira ikar, no nira ikar, like the oilam says. Meaning, in this case, Tosu thinks the oilam is not an oilam. Would I put anyone else on the Makor sheet? Oh, what? The Rashba and the Ritva and the Ra'ah here, they all, well, they say something a little more complicated, right? But they say something a little more complicated. In what way do they say something a little more complicated? Well, what do they say here? Okay, let's see what they say here. They say here, "Umikin natal yadav asur lechol v'afil birkas hamotzi." Even though hamotzi is not good enough, "Kevin shenatal yadav," you have to say birkas hamazon. Says the Rashba here. Likewise, the Ritva here says, "No, lab lechiyush yivarech la'alter." Sorry, he says rather what he says is, "Asur lechol v'afil birkas hamotzi." Again, very explicit. They know this is machlokes shenatal yadav. Even if you say hamotzi, it's like the Rif, it doesn't help. It's still Asur Lechol, that's the Rif, that's the Ritva, that's the Rashba, that's the Rav, Fil Bibracha. Right? So, the Rashba, Ra'ah, and Ritva in Brachos, we'll see why I write Brachos there in a moment. Who else is on the Makor sheet? How about the Rambam, I think is the, I mean, there's a million more people. How about the, How about the, Rambam? What does the Rambam say? Okay, but let's talk about Havlum v'Nivrech and Mayim Achronim. What does the Rambam say? The, what does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say about our sugya?
Which one, and Havlum v'Nivrech or the Gemara Dato?
Well, what does he say about Havlum v'Nivrech? He's super explicit. He says you're not allowed to drink until Birkas HaMazon. He says, and even if you do the Aver and drink before Birkas HaMazon, you still have to say a Guffin first, so you won't do Averus, right? But he's very clear that not only do you need a new Guffin, but even with the new Guffin, it's also until after Birkas HaMazon. And the Rambam certainly sounds that way in our sugya as well. In Parag Vav, what does he say? Techem until Shadayim Birkas HaMazon, only Yafsev Yenem Dover Acher, Afilushtos Mayim Acher Shinutal Yadr Bachrona, Asar Achi Yivark Birkas HaMazon. Again, he says, Asar Shevar, he's a Muslim, not Asar Achivar, Bracha Rishona. So I think the Rambam is pretty clear. Don't bring me the Rambam in Parak Dalid, Halacha Zayin, where he says that, where he's talking about a case that's different than all these sukkahs. That is clearly a different case. What does he talk about in Dalid Zayin? He says, you finished in your heart, you decided you were finished, and then you decided to eat more. Then you need a new Bracha Rishona and a Hanami. That's not what we're talking about, right? That's talking about, interestingly, here I will disagree with the Kesev Mishnah. I should have put the Lecha Mishnah on the Makor sheet. That's my omission. The Rambam says, Gomer Milechol, right? That's Gomer, right? That's the story with Rav Papa and in the house of Rav Hundavrej Rav Nassan. Gomer Milechol. I'll read you Dalet Zayin. Gomer b'libo milechol milishtos v'charkach nimloch lechol olishtos afi sholshina b'koma chozer mevarich. If you're a gomer, you need a new bracha. Isn't that against our Gemara? Our Gemara says, lechol zakol hanishmaitza. That gomer doesn't make a difference. How do you answer the stira, right? Between. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam say, I'm glad I didn't put the Lecha Mishnah on the Makor sheet, because you guys should think of it on your own. Meaning, why should I put it? You guys should have read the Kesev Mishnah and say, no, come on, I have a much better answer than that. I shouldn't spoil it for you. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara say, Les Hilchasa Kechol Hani Shmaitzi, meaning, Gomar. Eino asur lechol. And what did the Rambam say? This is our Gemara. The Gemara Khan. What does the Rambam say in Dalet Zayin? Gomar is chayav levarech shuv. Right? Chayav lachsur levarech, I think is his lashon, right? Chayav lachsur levarech, meaning Gomar is asur lechol. The Rambam's against our Gemara. The Rambam's like the people in Rav Hunabim Rav Nassim's house center at Papa. Don't you hold Gomar Asim Ilechol? But Les Hilchol Kohan Shmaitza. So what did the Kesemish say? The Kesemish is something very radical, which I don't believe. Especially in light of Parag Vav, where he brings that up, where he says, no, okay, forget the Parag Vav. So he says, the Rambam must not have had the Gersa less helpful to call Hani Shmaitza. The Rambam must have had our two dots. Our two dots was put in by someone who is a secret agent in service of the Kesev Mishnah. What do these two dots have to do with anything? It's one sugya. Gomar, Silek, Shemen, Mayim Achronim. Why are you putting two dots in the middle? You know where the two dots belong? The two dots belong between the Pasuk of a Kistin and the when you finish your meal, right? Why are you putting two dots in the middle of the sugya? So that was a secret, a secret Svadian agent sent by the Kesev Mishnah to put in these two dots. What does the Kesev Mishnah say? Take away less helps with calling Shmaitza. There's two different sugyas. We finish the sugya. Gomar Sile is Aser Milachol. That sugya is done. And now it's a new sugya. And the new sugya is just what do you have to do for benching? And Rav says, if usually Shemin, you shouldn't bench without Shemin, because it's not covered to the same Hashem, to say Hashem's name in benching without Shemin. And we say, no, the halach is not that way. As long as you wash your hands, that's good enough. It's all talking about the covenant of benching and nothing to do with continuing to eat. Okay, you can't just like erase the Gemara and erase the Sechus Kolani Shmaitza, etc. That is a little bit too strong medicine. What's the real answer, which Lecha Mishnah says there, to this steer in the Rambam? Yeah, there's no steer in the Rambam according to him. The steer is only if you were Tosos in the steer. For the Rambam, it's no steer, says the Lecha Mishnah. Says the Lecha Mishnah. He says, there's no sphira, mapitol. Our Gemara means that only that achar netilas yadayim aser lechol ad sheyavarech birkas hamazon. But gomar, you're allowed to eat without birkas hamazon. Our Gemara is talking about the issur to eat without birkas hamazon. It's not talking about the need for new bracha. The Rambam says gomar milechol. No, mutter lechol od b'li birkas koden birkas hamazon, right? Like our sugya, v'rak tzarech levarech birkas hanehenin she'eino hanidon b'sugyan. Our Gemara is not. Basically, don't pretend the Rambam's Tosfos and then make it into a steer and then change the girsa. No, our Gemara is not about when you need new birkas hanehenin. That round Dalet Zayin is about when you need new birkas hanehenin. That doesn't do our sugya. Our sugya is when, even with a birkas hanehenin, you're not allowed to eat, as some of you have shown to hear. A fila birkas hamotzi asur lechol. Less helps call it. If I gomar, sea lake, shemen. No, you're still allowed to eat as long as you say birkas hanehenin. It's only asur to eat with or without birkas hanehenin. If you wash by Macronus, there's really no steer at all. That's what the Lecha Mishnah says there. Again, I just inadvertently omitted it from the Makorah sheet. I omitted it from the Makorah sheet so that you would have, you would read the Kesem Mishnah and say I have a better shot based on the Rambam's shot of the Gemara. And I didn't want to ruin it for you.
But in Dalet Chet, it's a strange thing. He says,
Havla v'nivrech. Havla v'nivrech is not an argamar at all, right?
Right.
Havla v'nivrech, then it's also eat without benching, like with Yilch Yadayim.
But why does the Rambam say asur, and then, but if you do it, you know, it's a strange thing.
It's funny. Why doesn't he say it's asur to eat before benching, and if you do it, you stay a guffin? I think what he's trying to say here is that there's two isurim here. Number one, it's asur to eat before benching. Number two, it's asur to eat without a new birkas hanenin. And therefore, he says, asur to eat without benching, even with a birkas hanenin, so the first isur. But even if you're going to violate the first isur, at least don't violate the second isur. That's his way of saying there's two isurim here. You might think there's no nafkamina. If it's also to eat, what's nafkamina in the second isur? So to get a nafkamina for the second isur, he says, and if you violate the first isur, there's nafkamina in the second isur. I can't think of a better way to express it as two isurim other than saying it's also to eat. And even if you do, it's also to eat without a bracha. That's his way of saying there are two isurim here. Or there are two isurim. One is an extension of halacha zayin. After all, if you get havla nivra, if you're gomar lemilechol, so of course there's an isser to eat without a new bracha rishona. But also there's the gorm psachim, which he says an isser to eat without bench before benching. So he has to say there's two isserim. Now why does he? You know, again, I'm not. I can't start answering questions. When did he have to say something, and when did he figure you'd figure it out on your own? You know, let's leave that judgment call to him. Okay, that's the machlokas rishonim here. What's a little Misvara, whose svara is more pashut? Whose svara is more pashut, anyone? Which svara is more pashut? That once you have your havlam v'nivrach in psachim or your netilas yadayim in brachos, it's usher to eat unless you say new birkas hanehenin, and then obviously you'd have to wash again. Or that it's usher to eat at all until you bench and restart. Okay, to me, I guess I'm a minority here. I think this svara makes more sense. Why should it be usher to eat before I bench? Mehecha tesa, it's usher to eat. I had a meal. I said havla v'nivrach, or I washed my hands. Obviously, I have to wash my hands again if I eat more. And I understand. I have heschadas. I can't eat more without a new birkas hanehenin. Why do I have to bench first? Like, why can't I eat more without benching? If I eat one meal, why can't I eat another meal before I bench? Okay, I think it needs some hesber. Meaning, what I'm saying here is the svara is obvious. What's the svara? Pesach Hadas, which is exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Psachim, the Gemara used that lashon. It's not my lashon I'm inventing. It's not the Rishonim's lashon they're inventing. The lashon of the Gemara is Kevin da Amritu Havlam and Nirach Itzur L'chulam Ishtei My Taima Da Aschitu Da Taihu. So you took your mind off once you have a Hezek Hadas that breaks it. And Chulam also used lashon Hezek Hadas. What's the svara here? Ain't a chami Hezek Hadas. But I have a Hezek Hadas. So why can't, let's say I ate bread. I have a Hezek Hadas. I'm done eating bread. Not just, I think I'm done eating bread. Not even take away the shulchan. I mamish say, rabosai nevarich. Right? Or I wash my hands. I'm done eating bread. And then I decide to eat more bread. So I understand. I knew hamotzi. But why do I have to bench, say hamotzi and bench again? Why don't you say hamotzi and bench once? Why have unnecessary brachos? Why do I have to bench right away?
I started benching.
So there is a lashon like that, right? Because the Mishnah's lashon, I started benching. Still not exactly clear. What do you mean I started benching?
You took
what?
An
Aha. So the yeah.
You hold like the rub. I mean, you have a concept of the suda here. And it has to announce the concept of the finani. But here must see. But what if you have a definition of a suda, like even if everybody leaves the place, the suda is gone.
So I think I understand what you're saying. I'll repeat it soon and you'll tell me. So here I think there is maybe more than one way to understand exactly what is going on here. The lashon of the Rash for the Rit from the Ra'ah here, they all have the same lashon here. They all have a lashon of, I'll read you the Rashra, Kibel of the Bruche. He accepted that he would bench. Says the Ritva, Hakibel of the Bruche because of Muslim. Says the Ra'ah, he says, Da kabel ale levruche birkas amazon. Right? It's the same thing word for word. Maybe not letter for letter, but word for word. They accepted say birkas amazon. Once you accept say birkas amazon, you have to say birkas amazon. Says the chsam sofer. This is classic chsam sofer sheet about everything. Right? It's a neder. Correct. The says the chsam sofer in Chulin. He says, Umasek, the Mamir's Havlam never have a kekiba of Shul Lishtos. It's as if you made a neder not to drink, meaning until you bench. Why? Because if you drink, you can't bench then, and you promise to bench, which means not to drink. Kabbalah v'neder. Yeah. Maybe it is a Kabbalah v'neder. Okay, we do know, right? The Gemara says in Nedarim. Again, the Chasam Sofer takes this more seriously than any other Rishon or Achron, right? Chasam Sofer says everything's a neder, right? The famous sheet of the Chasam Sofer, which was, you know, the sort of technical halachic basis of most of his tainas against the Reform movement in his time, right? It's interesting if you look at people's tainas against. You look at Maritz Chayes, for example, who was Kayadua from Rebbetzin Breuer David's PhD thesis. Yeah, I think the only PhD thesis on Maritz Chayes. He was friends with some of the Reform rabbis, etc. And he gave all the very, very good philosophical explanations why you shouldn't be Reform. The Chasam Sofer, I guess, was not satisfied with only philosophical explanations. He wanted an Isser D'oraisa to be Reform. I don't mean modern day Reform. Modern day Reform is plenty of Isser D'oraisa as it is. I mean the Reform in those days where they changed a little this, they changed a little that, and you know, it was very unclear exactly what was wrong with it. You say you come pork on German instead of Yiddish or something like that, or whatever, you take away a minute there, a minute here, a minute there. So the Chasam Sofer, what's his famous shita of the Chasam Sofer? Chodesh Hashemit Torah, what's his halachic backing for all this? How does he make every minhag into an Isser D'oraisa?
Because
of Kabbalah the Neder. He says, that's famous Chasam Sofer, a minhag is much more chomer than an Isser D'rabbanan. Not saying you come pork on is much more chomer than eating chicken lasagna with cheese, pashat. Much more chomer than putting milk in your chicken soup. Milk in your chicken soup is only an Isser D'rabbanan. You come pork on, since Chazal never told us to say that we did it on our own, it's a minhag, and a minhag is a nether. Do they need to do it three times? The neder and neder finishes our race. Okay, big finish. No one agrees with Sam Sofer on this. Anyway, I'm just pointing out that Sam Sofer, he has a perspective on life where he likes making things into nedarim. One second. So what is it? Sam Sofer said it's a neder. If I said we're going to bench, then it's a neder, and I accept unto myself to bench, and maybe that's what I mean by started to bench. If I start to bench, whether Havlum and Nivra is starting to bench, or washing my Akronim is starting to bench because of the Din of Techef, then I accept on myself to bench. Once I accept on myself to bench, then I have to bench, and I can't do something else, especially eating and drinking, which is Stira to benching, until I bench.
Can't you say that he said let's bench, but there's another three other people saying there, say no, let's keep eating. There are three is the best in there, Mavatel is netter.
Interesting. What about the parts of the Dargan? Okay, we're not going to
maybe the relation to Baal HaMor himself in the Shrova. Baal HaMor says, Bela Matinu Shteik Birchas HaMotzi L'Sug Achas. So on the question of Boris Mapo Mikadish.
Okay.
In other words, you can't have two sudos in one go.
Okay, but we're not dealing with the sheet of the Baal HaMor here. But
okay,
give me a second. Why? Yeah, why can't I just say, I don't care what I just said, I'll say a motzi, or hagafen, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll wash again afterwards, have teichem and kilo bracha, right? No one says I shouldn't wash again afterwards. Of course I'm going to wash again afterwards, but why can't I eat? So, why is it usher? So one possibility is the ra'ah, rashba, viritva, and the Chassam Sofer, he takes it further. They say Kabbalah, and the Chassam Sofer just adds the neder. I'm not convinced that everyone would say it's a neder. Maybe it's a different day. Maybe it's just some. It's interabundant that when you commit yourself to bench, you have to bench your mekabel on yourself. Interestingly, the Rabbeinu Manoach. I didn't bring it here. It's only in the Franco Rambam. It's okay. Someone wants to. Anyone who has good protexia with whoever has the. I guess, owns the copyright / the file for Rabbeinu Manoach, get them to release it to, Safaria / Bar Ilan, etc. Right now, Rabbeinu Manoach on some books of the Rambam, you can only get them in the Frankel. It's not, you can't find it online. But Rabbeinu Manoach says he heard from the Baal Tosos. I don't know which Baal Tosos this is, because it's not even the sheet of our Baal Tosos. He did Eim Avirin Ola Mitzvos. Eim Avirin Ola Mitzvos. If I'm not finished eating, this is not time to... There's no din of Eim Avirin Ola Mitzvos that if my talus is in the other room, that if my tefillin is the other room, I can't put on talus first. No. Eim Avirin Ola Mitzvos, I'm holding the tefillin, I can't put on my talus first. Eim Avirin Ola Mitzvos. Obviously, I didn't finish eating. It's not time for benching yet. I'm theoretically chayiv to bench, but it's not the time for benching yet. The benching's not at hand. So that's not Eim Avirin Ola Mitzvos. But once I'm finished eating, then I'm chayiv to bench. Maybe it's we didn't aim of you and all the mitzvos. Not that I said I would bench, but aim of you and all the mitzvos. Once I have a hesgadas, Rashi just says hesgadas. What's the point of the hesgadas? Maybe the point of the hesgadas is aim of you and all ha is aim of you and all the mitzvos. That's our main one. Noah Hashem. I don't know who this Baal Tosfos is. Did he make it into there? The main one. No, I'm sure he did. You just didn't look. Other possibilities. Oh yeah, Rabbeinu Manoach, b'shem Baal HaTosos, I think is the lashon. He says, "Ein ma'aviren al hamitzos." Right.
What if Sudash Shabbat is a mitzvah d'arida?
No, the mitzvah is benching.
No, what if Sudash Shabbat doesn't do another?
It doesn't matter. Ein ma'aviren al mitzvos, he can do another mitzvah.
Even he continue.
If you go to shul in the morning and you accidentally take your tefillin out of your bag before your talus, then you have to put on your tefillin before your talus, even though that's not the lechatchila way.
You weren't doing it. You weren't having your talus out. You weren't putting on your talus. Like you're in the middle of the meal. You're in the middle of another mitzvah.
No, but if I say, have one maneuver, I'll wash my hands, that's like picking up the tefillin. Then in my virna lemitzos. Again, it's hard to say that I've gone viral, but maybe you can say, once I'm gone viral, then already I'm thinking on your bench, and that's... Again, benching is not a concrete object that you can hold in your hand. So what's the sort of equivalent or even pass by, right? Aim of elements. If something's not a concrete object, if something's a physical concrete object, aim of elements, I'm physically holding it, then I can't pass it by. What if something is not a concrete object like benching, right? Then what is the aim of your own mitzvah? So maybe that's the machlokas. What counts as if I'm holding the benching already and now I can't pass it by in maviren al ha mitzvah. That's another possibility. I think Joel was trying to say something different, right? If I understood correctly, which I may or may not have, Joel was saying no. If you assume that Birkas Hamazon is, let's make an assumption here. Birkas Hamazon is, again, it's not a bracha achrona on bread. Birkas Hamazon is a bracha achrona on suda. I think that's what Joel was assuming. Joel likes to assume things like that, right?
I think the Rav would assume that.
Obviously, when I say Joel likes to assume something, I mean the Rav likes to assume it. I didn't say when Joel likes to assume something, that means the Rav likes to assume it. I said when I say Joel likes to assume something, that means the Rav likes to assume it. Because of the bracha achrona on a suda, it could be that once you end your suda, like Rashi's Lashon of Hesed Das, maybe once you end your suda, you're now, if you start again, it's a new suda, and you shouldn't do two sudas with one because of Muslim. Maybe the point is that b'di'evet you yotze two sudas with one because of Muslim, but l'chatchila, you need a separate because of Muslim for each suda, and if you finish your suda, then you need a separate Birkas HaMazon. I think that's what Joel's trying to say, that maybe there's sort of a Chia Birkas HaMazon per Suda, as it were. And there's a Chia Birkas HaMazon per Suda, and therefore that would be a Chiddush. That would be a Chiddush, meaning the Chia Birkas HaMazon in this Suda, to include another Suda in this Birkas HaMazon, Birkas HaMazon would be usher, at least l'chatchila, because you need one Birkas HaMazon per suda. It's not like born nefashot on apples. I don't care how many apples, you said born nefashot, you don't say. No, maybe it's Birkas HaMazon in the suda, that would be a big fish, right? Ule, yishlomar. The Birkas, I mean, that's a big extension. You keep quoting this Balamor. All he said is that you don't say Hamulti twice in one suda.
Why not?
Okay, but then you're extending Birkas HaMazon to the other direction, to the converse, is a din in the suda, the kol suda chayav Birkas HaMazon bifnei atzmo, right? And therefore, once you finish the suda, you have to say Birkas HaMazon on this suda. Now, okay, you have to figure out, well, what were we doing with Sachim? You know, maybe there's just drinking. Is that also considered a suda? Maybe you'd have to extend this to Racha Achas Min Shalosh, unless you can say it only here. Yesh, you know, that I don't have a mucker for that other than Joel. But maybe you could say that as well. Again,
Rashi keeps saying Sim Suda,
right, exactly. Rashi Losh keeps saying Sim Suda. It's definitely not Kibbalah. It's hard to say Rashi's Kibbalah. Maybe you could say Rashi is the Baltosos of the word, even though he's not. Who says, but even real mitzvah, once it seems suda, then the mitzvah, you're holding the mitzvah. Or maybe you could say, I'll be Rashi, you know, I don't have any other Rashis to prove this, because Rashi, all he says is you finished your meal. Unless you want to say that Rashi means, again, he definitely doesn't mean like some sofer, even though some sofer is saying that food within Rashi, but, so I can't say definitely.
He doesn't say that. Moment.
Correct, but, correct. Correct. I mean, if you assume that Rashi said what he meant and meant what he said, then that's it. Okay, good. Now, let me just end with one point, which is, what's the relationship between the Gemara here and the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel? Because there seems to be a stira. What seems to be the stira? When is it usher to eat? What does our Gemara say? What does our Gemara say? When is it usher to eat? My machronim. What does the Gemara say in Pesachim?
Let's bench.
Exactly, stira. Masai nesar milechol od. The Gemara in Brachos mem beis amad aleph says nitzil shadayim, meaning my machronim. The Gemara in Pesachim kuf gimel amad beis says pavlon v'nivrach. So which is it? After all, let's say a guy says havlum and nivrach. Say, great, okay, let's get the mayim achronim. Right? So when is he also Emor? He says, Hapum and Nimra for Mayim Akrona, or maybe vice versa. So what does Tosos say? What does Tosos say pretty clearly?
Yeah.
What's Tosos' answer to this theory?
They're both.
Either or the same.
Yeah, either or they're the same. They're the equivalent. They're just two hanky tensors of the same principle. What are they? They're really committing to benching. Right? That's the Rush says the same thing. What does Tosos say? Either one. That's Tosos and the Rush. Tosos and the Rush say, now there's no stira, there's no difference. It's that either Netilas Yadayim or Havlon the Nimra, either one, whichever comes first. Whichever comes first, you're not allowed to eat anymore. It's just two examples of the same principle. Okay, who says no? There's actually a, well, there are different ways to, who gives more, let's say, who agrees they're two examples of the same principle, but just says, oh, but in some cases you have one, some cases you have the other? You mean the Ritva or the Yesh Omer and the Ritva? The Hilchos Brachos quotes a Yesh Omer in the Ritva, which is really the same as Tosos. Because what did the Hilchos Brachos of the Ritva quote in the name of Yesh Omer? Keep in mind, the Hilchos Brachos of the Ritva actually is the Ritva. What does he quote in the name of the Yesh Omer? He says, V'yesh Omerim, shekei mi she'ochel davar she'enim azoham, shekei yotzei karv l'gav mizbech, she'en atan until she'dayim, he came and she'zim and atzol l'brach, she'em she'en lokos l'varit, b'gash amazon, ashel alechol afil b'bracha ad she'yivarech b'gash amazon. Etc. What is he saying? He's saying that some people say that what's the difference between the sugyas? Sometimes you wash Mayim Achronim, sometimes you don't. This is obviously a big chakira. Okay, we're not getting the whole chakira Mayim Achronim. Anyone know that I don't mean chakira like a whole lumdish analysis. I mean like a very pasha machlokas Rishonim. What's the big chakira in the Rishonim as to the reason for Mayim Achronim? Is Mayim Achronim because of
Melach
Sedomis or because of Achana Lebracha? Melach Sedomis or Achana Lebracha? This is a big machlokes Rishonim all over Shas, whether this is a Melach Sedomis or Achana Lebracha or Tzvei Dinim, right? The Nafkamina might be, what if you live in a country without Melach Sedomis, like nowadays, right? Another Nafkamina is, again, remember the old days, or if you met any Zilbermans slash really Chait people, what's the real way to do, what's the real way for three people to bench? One of them says benching, the other one's listen, right? That's what you do at home? One of them benches and the other two listen. So, do all three of them have washed Mayim Achronim or only the Mavarich? The Ritva assumes Pasha only in the Mavarich. He's on that side of the Chakira. Or what if you don't eat dirty foods? If it's the Melach Sedomis, so it doesn't matter. You still have Melach Sedomis. If it's going to another bracha, maybe only Dover Mezuchim. And here the Rishonim all have a strange definition of Dover Mezuchim. You know what's a dirty, we've said dirty food means, your hands are full of grease from the chicken wings as opposed to a nice sandwich, which, yeah, you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and your hands are clean. You eat a Shmulka Bernstein's, you know, pastrami on rye, and your hands are nice and greasy, kamosha tzarech, right? You remember Shmulka Bernstein's. But the interesting, all the Rishonei Sfarad all have no. You know what makes your hands dirty? If you eat an animal that's not Nikra V'Gavim Yizbeach. You eat schnitzel, since the chicken's not Nikra V'Gavim Yizbeach, then you have to wash Mayim Achronim, because that's Zuhum on your hands. You eat the pastrami, Shmulka Bernstein. Pastrami comes from a cow. A cow is Nikra V'Gavim Yizbeach. Kach l'cha ego ben bakar l'chatas a couple hours ago. And therefore, you don't have to wash your hands. Okay, again, it's a different idea of cleanliness and dirtiness than we think of just from a purely physical perspective. But it doesn't matter. The point is, there's this famous chakir about Mayim Achronim, and again, really a lot of old Tzvei Dinim. If you're in a country with Melach Sedomis, then it's Melach Sedomis. And if you're not in a country with Melach Sedomis, then it's because of Kod Bracha, and then it's only if your hands are Mezuchim, and only if you're the Mevarich. But we're not getting into that now. what does the Ritva here say? Ah, if you, he says very pashut, if you ate something that's mezuhah, then Nitil Shadayim is for you the Hachad of the Birkas Hamazon. If you eat something that's not mezuhah, then it's Havla Menivra, because you're pater from Nitil Shadayim. Right, so it's just technicality, like they're equivalent. But he says, not just their equivalent, like whichever one, like whatever situation. If you are in a Nefilas Yadayim situation, then for you it's Nefilas Yadayim. If you're in a Potter Nefilas Yadayim situation, it's Havu Nibra. It's not the Nibra himself, that's the Ish Omrim. And I think the Shulchan Yiborim is something similar in that he gives a technical chiluk. What does he say? He says, the Gemara, what's the difference between the Gemara Psachim and the Gemara Brachos in terms of what they're dealing with? What physically you're doing? Or, that was a bad question. What are you consuming?
Well, it could be
a in Sachem, what are you consuming? Shtia, you're drinking. In Brachos, what are you consuming? Yeah. Food. He says, very poshut. You have to wash the Yadayim for drinks or food? Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim is for drinks or food. Mayim Achronim is for food, not for drinks. For example, let's say I wash my hands, then I eat more food. I have to wash again. Let's say I wash my hands and I drink. I don't have to wash again. I know that's not what the Rambam says. He says also even drink a cup of water. But that's what Shulchan Yiborim says. So says the Shulchan Yiborim, he says very pashut. For foods, Nitil Shadayim is the hefsek. Because after Nitil Shadayim, you're done with your food. Mm-hmm. But for drinks, Nitil Shadayim is not the hefsek. Havla Menivrus is the hefsek. Because for drinks, you don't need Mayim Achronim. He actually sounds like he's very makel of Mayim Achronim, that he thinks against the Rambam you can drink after Mayim Achronim, as long as you don't eat. That is certainly what he sounds. What? Thank you. That is certainly what he sounds like. What does he say here? He says, Av Rabbeinu Mechalik, V'nira Ta'am Rabbeinu. I don't know who the Rabbeinu is. First he quotes the Rambam and the Torah, who Hishvu Nafal Yodhavlo Menavrech. He says the Torah holds, I mean, not surprisingly, the Torah holds like the Rush, and he interprets the Rambam that way also, because the Rambam is very mysterious. He puts them in different prakim. Havlam v'nivrach is perek dalet halacha ches. Nitil shadayim is perek vav halacha chaf. And he says, havlam v'nivrach, you can't drink anymore until after benching. And nitil shadayim, you can't even drink water until after benching. So he has different lashonos about them, but he does seem to equate them. So he understands that for the Rambam, hainu ha. So let's add to this the Torah. And the Rambam lefi v'shulte giborim. Right, again, the Rambam's a little mysterious here. I'm a little afraid to say exactly that I know what he thinks. But what does he say? But Rabbeinu, meaning he himself, he follows whoever his Rabbeinu is. Rabbeinu mechalik, v'nira tam Rabbeinu, mishum, first you wash your hands. First of all, who says this order? He assumes the order. First you wash your hands, then you say havlo menivrech. That's what he assumes. And therefore, once you wash your hands, you're done eating. Because how can you eat more? You already washed your hands. But you're not done drinking. Drinking doesn't make your hands dirty. You drink from a cup. Remember, there's no silver. You eat with your hands, you drink from a cup. And therefore, so these are all sort of technical. These are all, I think, sort of the same. The Yesh Omrim in the Ritva says this is the case for Achal Davar Shematrich Mayim Achronim. And this is when he's talking about what's the case in Psachim. Why didn't they say Nitil Shadayim? It was a case of people who ate things that don't need Mayim Achronim. Right? Achal Davar. She'eino tzarech mayim achronim. Okay, again, it's the same idea as Tosos. And the Shulchan Yiborim, I think, is okay. Maybe here he is a little different, right? Here it's much the same. What does the Shulchan Yiborim say? The Shulchan Yiborim says no. He says nitilas yadayim equals siluk me'achila, but Velo mishtia, havlo v'nivrach, equals siluk, afilu mishtia. Again, I don't mean the word siluk in our heart. That means taking away the table. That doesn't count. I mean something which in the end we say is a siluk. He says, and what's the reason? But the reason is a very technical reason. Because you're allowed to drink after you wash your hands, he assumes, against the Rambam. All right, because drinking doesn't make your hands dirty, and eating does. The Rebbe Yonah and maybe the Ravid say also pick up on achilah mishtia. Right, he's picking up on achilah mishtia because of whether it makes your hands dirty. Right, meaning until now, no one picked up on achilah versus shtia. They assumed that was not to pick up on. That was a hate tendency. It's not relevant. Right, they noticed the difference between. I didn't notice, and someone else didn't notice. Everyone noticed. They just decided that it wasn't significant, right? That the real factor is achila versus shtia. That's the shilta yivorim and the Rabbeinu Yonah. But Rabbeinu Yonah says it in a different way. It has nothing to do with cleanliness of hands. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? You see, it comes out very differently. That Netilas Yadayim, how would he fill this in? How would he end the sentence? The same as the Shulta Gevorah? I'm not asking for limits, just for facts.
I don't know if you're trying to say yes by your silence or no by your silence.
What does he say?
I don't know.
He's assuming the opposite order of a normal person to the burn. First is you have lo menivrach, and then you wash your hands, right?
On the one hand, what do we do? If you wash my arm, you say my arm, then you say we're both saying Mervel and benching. On the other hand, you say it's time to bench, and then you go wash your hands. Right? So that's what he assumes. You say it's time to bench, then you go wash your hands. Why are you washing your hands if no one said it's time to bench?
So he says, Netilas Yadayim, Havlo Menirich, is Silak Nishtia, Velo Meachila. Havlo Menirich only the Silak from Shtia, but you're still allowed to eat. Is Silak Afilo. Me'achila. Again, they both pick up on the difference between achila and shtia in the two sugyos in two different directions, and for two totally different svaras, of course. What's the svara? The svara is that shtia eino melachlech es hayodayin. Very technical. So therefore, achila shtia is not a sugya from shtia. It doesn't make your hands dirty. So who cares if you wash before you drink or after you drink? Use cups. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah says the Ravid says the same thing. Because what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says, in Halacha Zayin, he says, Gomer and Daito is only for Shtia, not for Achila. Rabbeinu Noach assumes that the Ravid liked Rabbeinu Yonah. But what's his far? His far seems to be psychological. There's more of a keva for Achila than for Shtia. And there's more of a keva for Achila than for Shtia. And therefore, you're never really sure you're eating yet. You're sure you're drinking yet. Because, like, drinking is not something you do a ton of. But eating is something you do a lot of, and therefore you never really misalik yourself. That's why I think if you look at his lashon, he says, you didn't really stop eating bread, even though you really stopped drinking. So it seems to be a psychological difference. So that there's more kvios for the bread. And therefore, even if you washed your hand, even if you said hablom and nibrach, you're still like, I might still want to eat bread. Because the bread, you have stronger das for. So this seems to be a psychological svara.
Doesn't it just also come right from taking the Gemara Pesachim literally?
Yeah, but that's not a svara.
No, but first
that's a mocker. I understand. They're both taking the Gemara literally. Right? In two different directions. One saying, this is only for Achila, that's for both. The other saying, this is only for Shtia, that's for both. Right? Those are the two directions you could go. The Svara is that, again, he doesn't explain himself super duper well, I admit. Afalp, Cecilic, Daito, Milishtos, Lo Cecilic, Daito, Milechol pas. Until you do it until Shabbat. You're still, you said Havlo Menivrach, it was a tentative Havlo Menivrach. For drinking, it was a full Havlo Menivrach. for bread of the tentative haflav the nifrach, the truth is that if I had my druthers, I don't think I could squeeze it into his lashon. I might say something a little different. I would say something a little different. No, I take it back. Okay. But that's what he's saying. Keep in mind, remember Mar Zutra, right? You have to say Hagafen when you drink during your bread meal, right? So I said Hamotzi for the food, and I said Hagafen for the wine. The Hamotzi is more kavua than Hagafen. That is like, no, I have to keep eating until I'm hungry and double check and triple check. Hagafen is I'll drink it. When I'm finished drinking, I'm finished drinking. The assumption is there's less kviyas das for drinking than for eating. Okay, that should be a good example for all of us.
According to the I don't know what I claim is about more in the row.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into the
next. Yeah. What do you want to say?
I want to say that in order to be kosher, in order to end the suda, you'd have to do a mitzvah. So you have to do the tzedakah or move the table or move yourself. But in order, but since the criterion of bracha rishona, like the Tosfos side, it has a hadan, so that's enough to say havlam benivre. That's a hadan.
Aha. So.
That answers the Rambam.
Good. So hold that thought for one second, just, and let's look at the for a second the Ritva and the Ra'ah. The Ritva and the Ra'ah also answer this on our sugya. Right? What do the Ritva and the Ra'ah say in our sugya? They're also bothered by this question. How do they answer this question? How do they answer the skew between the sugyas? I think they do. No? V'hadam rinu b'psachim havlam v'nivrach. Even Amira, why does here it say Tzil Tzedayim and there it says as the Ritva Havlo Menivrach? And they're both the name of Rav, right? Mm-hmm. And the Ra'ah says the same thing. If it's not Tzil Tzedayim, no problem. Oh, what about Psachim? So what do the Ritva and the Ra'ah say? They say a different era. The Ritva, they don't Mechalotin Achil and Shtiga, I don't think. What's their derech? They say that it's this thought focus. They say, no, the two sugyas are two totally different things. Our sugya is about usher to eat, even if you don't say Baruch Mishon, it's usher to eat before benching. Because kibbel of livrach. Now, fascinatingly, it's only kibbel of livrach. I know you're saying it a little differently in a maisa, not in a dibur. That sugya, they say like the riff. They say, come on, we're Rishon Isfarad, we're now onto the riff. In Pesachim, they're talking about the Isser to eat without another bracha Rishona.
Yeah.
In Brachim, they're about the Isser to eat even with, right? It's legit because it's.
Yeah,
if it was only in the Ritva and the Ra, not in the Sifta, I don't know.
No, say correctly.
The what?
Yeah.
The Ritva.
The Hebrew from the Russian Odessa, right?
Yeah. The Ritva and the Ra say that none of the two sugyas are talking about the two sides of that machlokes, saying they're two different Isurim. Two different, not everyone until now is like two different hekli tenses, right? Two different dinam legam, everything tells two different hekli tenses. Either it's mamish two hekli tenses that accomplish the exact same thing, or it's two hekli tenses that accomplish more or less the same thing. It just depends if it's something that dirties your hand or not. It depends how much das you had to keep eating or not. But here we're saying no, it's two different dinam that accomplish two totally, totally different things. Netilas yadayim is osur lechol ad achar birkas hamazon. But havlan v'nivrach, and where do they get this from? They get this from the riff, although where did the riff get it from? You know, you just got to skip the middle. And there it says Heschadas. Why should Heschadas? Why is Heschadas machayv you to bench? If you look at the Lashon, it says Heschadas. Here it says Techev. Techev m'kila bracha. Techev sounds like you have to do something. Heschadas sounds like you can't do something. Yeah, you can't eat without another bracha. And they're really based on the Lashon. Here it's a Lashon of, let's say, bracha Techev. Berkas Hamazon Techev. Ah, Techev means don't do anything, just bench. Don't say, I'll say a bracha and eat more. No, teichef, right away. Here, no. Sarif levarech bracha rishona. Yer Tzalecho. That doesn't mean usher to eat. It says usher to eat. It means usher to eat without a bracha. Right? Why? Because the lashon there was Hetzchadas. Why should I know? We came up with a theory, but I'll make sure. Why should Hetzchadas be Mechayev you too? To bench Hetzchadas means you lost your bracha Rishona. So they say, no, they're two totally different dinim, in which case, you know, you really have to put a little bit of an asterisk here. The asterisk means for brachos. They wouldn't say that in Psachim. In Psachim, they clearly say Tzvei Dinim. There's Tzvei Dinim. There's one in Hetzchadas. Hetzchadas, you lost your bracha Rishona. You don't have to bench. There's another din called Teichet. Once you wash, that already is Kibbul Olav Levarech. Now you can't interrupt and you have to bench. Initially, have one the Nivarech, not Kibbul Olav Levarech. Not like some self-pretending. It's not, oh, when you said it, then you said it. No. Talk is cheap. When you said it, that's just a Hetzchadas. But when you actually wash and there's Niv Teichet, Teichet means Kibbul Olav Teichet means Kibbul Olav Levarech, and that's their Tzvei Dinim.
So why does the Rabbi do it the other way? Why does he rise the rise and insist that Havlan Benibra is more of a Kabbalah that you're going to bench?
Ah, it's an interesting question. What's more of a Kabbalah? Is Havlan Benibra more of a Kabbalah, or is Nitzil Shadayim more of a Kabbalah and a Chanami? It's I'm not sure. There must be some oneness. I'm not sure what it is.
No, the Hesed Hadam is the riff about the fact that you make a bracha on Kos, you say there, but you don't have to make a bracha on Chorona.
Correct. Correct. Everyone admits a stam nimlach. I drink a cup of wine. Right? I'm on a diet. Right? Or I'm trying to, you know, avoid shichras. Right? I say, I'm only going to drink one cup. Then I change my mind and say, only one more. Then I change my mind, only one more. Change my mind, only one more. That's called nimlach. That's the Gemara there of Psachim, the next line of the Gemara of Psachim. Everyone agrees there you don't need bracha chorona, just bracha rishona, because it was only in your das. It wasn't havlam v'nivrach or netilas shadayim. I mean, that's gomar lechel. That's the Rambam and gomar lechel. Gomar lechel means bracha rishona, not a chorona. But that's not either of these sugyas. Okay, I just wanted, these are the main sheetas here. Either it's some technical difference, one level or another, or a fundamental tzvei dinim based on two totally different principles. I just want, whatever those principles are, you could say the principle is that Netilas Yudayim is a formal end of the Suda, and therefore you need a separate Rishachrona, or you could say just a Kabbalah, which is the way they say it, that Tholashim they use. Haskalah/Kabbalah, you could say it's a Mavirin.
The Rambam like that without the word
right.
Kabbalah.
The Rambam, interestingly, the Rambam is still a little mysterious. I'm not sure I've gotten to the bottom of the Rambam. When it comes to Havlam B'Nivrach, the Rambam clearly is not the Rashba, the Rif of the Ra. Remember, he said, you're not allowed to eat even if you say another bracha rishona until after you bench. There's two reasons here. Number one, you can't eat without a bracha rishona. Or number two, you can't eat without a bracha rishona. Number one, with a bracha rishona, you can't eat until you bench. So clearly, he's not this day, which is why the Shulgur says, he's just tosos. And Berit Dal, he says, after Havlam and Nibra, you can't eat until you after benching. And Berit Vav, he says, after Nitzil Shadayim, you can't eat until after benching. They're just two hechitenses. The Rambam's just tosos. It could be the Rambam is just it could be the Rambam's just tosos.
It agrees with the Rambam.
I don't know what you
and
mean by that.
He's the Kabbalah on himself to bench. If he says have love and live well.
Yeah.
The Rambam argued. Maybe they're not arguing.
I'm saying how does he deal with what does he think is the relationship between these two sugyas is what I'm asking. It could be the Rambam's just tosos. It's a little funny. Why does he put one thing in Paradalid and one thing in Paragvav? If you know he's really just tosos, could there be some very fundamental difference between them? Could there be a difference in shti and achila? The Kesemish says no. In Paragdalad he says you're not allowed to drink. The Kesemish says or eat. Lav davka. You're not allowed to drink or eat. He was just talking about drinking. And in Paragvav he says you're not allowed to do anything, even drink water. Clearly means drink or eat. I don't know if the Kesemish is correct or not. So if anyone has a fast... Again, the simplest way to explain the Rambam is like the Shulchan Aruch. He's just told us there's two hechitimtzas for finishing your meal. Either Havlam Manivrach or Nitzil Shadayim. Why are they put in different places? Because Havlam Manivrach is naturally finishing your meal and getting ready to bench. And that's why it's in Perek Daled. Nitzil Shadayim is just washing your hands. People wash their hands all the time. Nizil Zayim is only a finishing of the meal and beginning of benching because there's a din of Teichel and Tila Bracha, and therefore it sneaks in to help us bear Zamaz on Perak Vav, and they help in the Tila and Perak Vav, but it's really the same thing. Just Perak Vav tells us there's Teichel and Tila Bracha, which then makes the Teichel Zayim like saying Havlam and Nivrach because you did something that's Teichel to Bracha. And they're really the same thing. If anyone has a different theory in the Rambam, here's your chance.
I don't know if this is normal, but I want to answer for Rashi. I think also Rashi is so.
Your Rashi Shiva does not have a different theory in the Rambam.
There's no different theory in the Rambam.
Yes, sadly.
Well, Rashi though, his chiluk is so hard. The chiluk back there, meaning between Sakhim and Chulin, is so hard to like actually answer.
Right, because in Chulin they're quoting the Rambam.
It's the same exact case.
Right, again, if Rashi had a theory between Brachos and Pesachim, that would be Shmizi.
Yeah.
But no, Rashi is stewarding Pesachim and in Chulim, they're just quoting the Gemara Pesachim, which is why you can't say that you can't say like they're on the Ritva here. It's Mamash Estira.
So you guys see Rashi in a mistake because he literally says the same exact story in two different versions. Or you could say that Rashi is talking about two different dinim on the bottom. It has a different chiluk. You could say that it's Yelayah Daim is Techef. Daim is a damn techev, and he has nothing to do with Tzachar Chulin. He doesn't reason either.
Okay.
And then, like, Tzachar Chulin, with reason that story, he's talking about Da. And he says that, when you say Havlan Varech, that is a matter of Esecha Da'at versus Gmiras Da'at, or changing your Da'at. Because the difference in Rashi are two different things. He says like this. In Chulin, he says, Gilya Bedate, Digmar Sululuta, that's Chulin. And then he says, in that case, you have to make new Bracha Rishona. But in the second case, he says something else. If you remember, he has the Esach HaDat. What you can say is, Havlan HaBerech, that matters about how you dot. How you have dot, like, whether I have just dot to bench, or I completely miss my dot of Suda, then it's a chiluk in terms of whether I make new Bracha Rishona or Bracha Rishona, but it's not your dying, it's not about dot at all.
But both Pesachim and Chulin are talking about someone who said Havlan HaBerech.
But he's trying to teach you that the two different ways that you could have perceived that case. You could have received,
but it's still a spherix there. Two different ways to perceive the case, and he says one here and one there.
No, within the case itself, we don't know what they had. They had the Megillah Bracha. But he's saying that whether the two different kinds of dot, the two different ways you can see the case. Because the matter of fact matters by dot, not matter of din, well, the matter matters by din.
It's still a tough spherix. Okay. You know what? We can argue about this later, and anyone can tell me if they have a different shot on the Rambam later. I just want to at least finish the previous Makara sheet, and I'll just very, very briefly, we won't go into it. We have 5 minutes. Chaim, when you get a chance. How about an interruption between Mayim Rishonim and Hamotzi? Right? That we're all familiar with, right? Mm-hmm. How about interrupting between Mayim Rishonim and Hamotzi? That's not an Arsunya. Arsunya is clearly about Mayim Akronim. That's the context, right? So is there any Makar in Shas that you're not allowed to interrupt between Mayim Rishonim and Hamotzi? Is there? Maybe Yerushalmi. A little interesting. Tosas doesn't read Yerushalmi that way, even though the slide here appears to death. What? No, Beis on Beis. Teichel and Tila Suda. That's clearly referring to Rishonim. After Netila comes Suda. That means it was my Rishonim, right? After Netila before the Suda. So it's about first wine and Beis on Beis. There's a machlok to Shelo Beis Shammai, whether you pour the wine first or wash the Tila Sudaim first. Beis Hillel has two reasons why you should pour the wine first. Number one, Al Tzoma Vatara, we don't have time to get into the details. Al Tzoma Vatara, he's afraid that if you wash first, then your hands can become tummy again from the wine. And number two, Teichel and Tila Suda. So, what's all the what bothers all the Rishonim? What bothers all the Rishonim is, why aren't there four Techefs here? Right, think about it. Sholosh Techefos Hein, only three. And, you know, if you have to add a fourth, let's go to mysticism. Right, Techef Til, Talmid Chacham and Bracha. What about Techef Le... you got the word? What about Techef and Tila Suda? Why is... Why is there no fourth Techef here? Like there is enough in base, right? Techef, Lentila, Suda. So, why is there no fourth Techef? So, what could you answer? Right? You could answer, well, let's go in one. The Meiri says, right, in his first daya, he says, you know why? Because obviously this Gemara proves we don't pasta like that. There are two dayas. There are two days of Beis Hillel why he says to wash second. Either because of Tum Vatar or because of Techef. So it shows we don't pass like the day of Teichef. So you could say, says the Meiri, in his first answer, says the Meiri, because our sugya proves we don't paskin like that day. And therefore, you're allowed to interrupt between Mayim Rishonim and Benching, but it's not so pashut. Lots of people give technical reasons, but you could say no. Many Rishonim say, no, we do paskin Teichef Lentila Suda. There's just a technical reason. It's not on this list. How many technical reasons can you think of why it's not on the list?
Four.
Okay, one?
Yerushalmi.
Yeah, because the Yerushalmi, next in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi has psukim and for all of them, and there's no puzzle. That's Rabbeinu Yonah, right?
Yes. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, only three have psukim. That one doesn't have a pasuk,
and therefore, because it's about Sui Dechem Kodesh, wash your hands, or Baruch Hu Hashem. That's only for Tzmayim Achronim, which is the Hachana L'Birkas HaMazon. Not Ma'al Chesedom, it's Hachana L'Birkas HaMazon, side of the Chakira. But Mayim Rishonim is not Hachana L'Amotzi. It's coincidentally Mayim Rishonim L'Amotzi. It's Hachana L'Eating. And therefore, you can't say Sui Dechem Kodesh Baruch HaShem. What's Tosos' technical answer? It's a Mishnah. Tosos, the way Tosos' Lashon is a Mishnah, no? Tosos says Braisa?
It's in a Mishnah.
Or Tosos' Rush says Braisa, or am I mixing them
up? Tosos' Rush says Braisa.
Yeah, Tosa says Shnuya b'Mishnah, but in the Masoros HaShas it says b'Braisa. Okay, says Tosos, no! It doesn't need to be on list. It doesn't need to be on the list because it's in a Mishnah or B'Raisa. Well, you write Tosos Rosh actually says B'Raisa, meaning either it's in a B'Raisa or Tosos might mean the B'Raisa is being the Farish of Mishnah. So it's hinted at in the Mishnah. The list of three things, the only things you wouldn't know from the Mishnayos and Braisas. Okay, that's a very, very technical reason. The Ritva over there has another technical reason.
Focus.
He says, says the Ritva on Daphman Beis of Beis. He says, Nabi, it's not on the list because it's a machlokes. Beis Shammai disagrees. Even though, who cares that Beis Shammai disagrees? How do you say who cares about Beis Shammai in Lashon Chazal?
In the Mishnah.
Beis Shammai was still in the Mishnah. Nonetheless, this list of three is only things that all rabbis agree on, even the radical rabbis like Beis Shammai. What else could you say? You could say that the technical reason not on the list. What does Meiri say in his second day? That, you know why it's not on the list? Trick question? It is on the list. Teichef Lentila Bracha was said vaguely. Why not Birkas HaMazon? No, it is on the list. Or says the Meiri in his second day. Very radical. It is on the list. Because Teichef Lentila Bracha includes both. Teichef Lentila Bracha includes both. Okay, so basically you could say, of course, Teichef Lentila Suda. Either it is on the list or there's some technical reason not on the list. Or you could say, no, from here we prove that we don't paskin like it. Or, what does the Ritva say in his second day here? After mentioning the idea of the Rabbeinu Yonah, what does the Ritva here say? He says, you know why it's not on the list? Because these three things, you can't have any hefsek. But, Mayim Rishonim, you can have a little hefsek, just not a big hefsek. What's the example of a little hefsek? You can drink. You just can't have a big hefsek like pouring a cup of wine. Okay, you'd need a tosos that the Bach quotes in Pesachim says pouring a cup of wine is much harder than his examples. Remember Yekas? They say Kiddush after benching. Tosos is a Yekka, sort of. They say Kiddush after washing. Oh, Kiddush is not a hefsek. Only pouring a cup of wine is a hefsek. What's the big deal pouring of wine? No. That big deal in those days to be mosaic the wine was a whole professional endeavor. So says the Ritva here. I know he says 2 days. Says the Ritva here. He says no, because three things can't have any hefsek, but Netila Lisuda can have a small hefsek, just not a big hefsek. So basically, this comes up, halacha l'maisa, says the Torah, and with this we will end, says the Torah. He says, it's a machlokes rishonim, whether you're allowed to talk in between washing and benching. My father, the Rush, wouldn't talk between washing and benching. But the Rama, the Ches Mishnah's Daik and the Rama and Rashi, you can talk between washing and benching. Even my machronim, kolshkin, mayim, rishonim. Okay, they say even my, anyway, the Rush, what does he say? He says, Rabbeinu Yoel says, no problem. Basically, halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, says Rabbeinu Yoel, no problem to interrupt. Why? The Bach is two deus. Either because he doesn't know the Meiri. Bach didn't have a copy of the Meiri, or of the Meiri says, either because we don't pass like it, because it's not on our list, or because we do pass him like it, but that's only a big hefsek. And talking is a small hefsek. Or, one of these deus, the Rush says, nope, Aser Lidaber. How do we Orthodox Jews paskin? Not how we practice. How do we paskin? Says the Mechaber halacha l'maisa. Says the Mechaber halacha l'maisa chumra. It's better to be machmir and not talk between washing and hamotzi as a chumra. Meaning the ikra dimmer like Rabbeinu Yoel. Why? Because keep in mind, there's another tzatzel of Rabbeinu Yoel. The Kesef Mishnah thinks that according to most Rishonim, you're even allowed to talk between washing Mayim Achronim and benching. So kol shekein between Mayim Rishonim and the meal. What does the, we'll end with the Shulchan Aruch, a whole similar Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Omrim, that you don't have to. V'yesh Omrim, you do. V'tovli Zahir, it's better to be Machmir. And therefore, says, it's better to be Machmir. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's, now, better to be Machmir. Might be Me'ikradin Usher, like, go do a whole activity. He's just talking about a little talking, right? Doing a whole activity, that would depend if you're the Meiri or the Ritva, the two answers of the Bach. But certainly talking is only better to be Machmir, and therefore says Mishavura, of course, unlike all Orthodox Jews think, all uneducated Orthodox Jews think, of course if you do talk, you don't have to wash again. It's only a chumrah to not talk between washing and hamotzi. It's a chumrah. You know, people think that it's like the most chumrah thing in the world. No, it's a chumrah to not talk between washing and benching. The ikar dimmer meiko. Therefore, for sure, if you talk, you don't have to wash again. If you go, you go to work and you trade stocks and you start cooking and you go to mincha, whatever, then you have to wash again. That's a big hefsek. But if you just have a small conversation, then you for sure don't have to wash again because it's not on this list and it's a machlokes and it's only a tovli zahir in the machaber, not a ikar didli zahir. So halacha l'maisa, we should all keep our practice, but we should keep it in perspective. And certainly it's a bracha l'batala, all those uneducated Jews who think that if I say a sentence after washing, I wash again and say another bracha, that's a bracha batala. It's only totally zahir me'ikra din. It's fine to say a conversation. As the Mishnah Berurah says, for sure, but the evidence, no problem. Okay, to be continued with Makoros Sheet, basically the next Mishnah. Great, we finished up to the Mishnah. We'll pick up with the Mishnah Meir Hashem next time. Okay, everyone is...
Recording stopped.